Hey guys, welcome to the Dig Your Dream podcast, the official podcast show of The Guy in the Tie. I'm your host, Ray Digme, and this is your daily dose for Wednesday, January 15th. The small segment of the show where I try my very best to pass along some quick, cool content with the hopes of leaving you both inspired and motivated to go out there and chase your dreams. Well, today is National Hat Day. That's right, National Hat Day. And although it may not be an official holiday, it's a holiday to me, and it's definitely a holiday for The Guy in the Tie. For anyone who knows me, you know that I always love to wear a hat. Ever since I've been a little kid, I wore a hat to everything. I wore a hat to school, I wore a hat to work, and my mom and dad used to get mad at me, and I think they still do if I wear a hat at the dinner table. But whatever, I love wearing hats. Whether it's a fitted hat of my favorite Major League Baseball team or a college snapback hat, hats are my thing. That's why I'm sure you guys can guess how special it was for myself and the Digme team to make our debut at the hat retailer Lids just a couple of years ago. The hat is our entire backstory to our logo. We use the phrase, tip your cap, but the hat and the cap, it's all in the same family. So today is a cool day for all of us. So I wanted to talk about the importance of hats, what it means to Digme, and why I think you guys should take a look at the hats you're wearing and acknowledge people that are wearing some other cool hats as well too. For example, when I was younger, I used to love the era of baseball when I used to see pictures of men wearing suit and ties and hats to baseball games. I used to love the video of Babe Ruth hitting a home run and him tipping his cap to the fans and the fans doing it back. I used to love seeing men in suit and ties and top hats tipping their caps to a beautiful or attractive woman walking down the street. I love the phrase, tip your cap, when coaches or opposing players use it to acknowledge another player or team's great performance. See, when you tip your cap or you tip your hat, you are acknowledging that someone else did something incredible. Regardless if you like them, love them, if you're a fan of them, you are respecting them enough to say, you know what? You did something great and you deserve my recognition and my attention. So therefore, I tip my cap. So on this National Hat Day, I want you guys to do me a favor. I want you to go out there today and keep your eyes open to somebody or a group of people that have done something special, that have done something worthwhile of your attention and your accomplishment. I think that the more times that we acknowledge other people's great performances, that when we take the time to acknowledge that someone else did something special, it really is gonna make a positive impact on the world. Not to get too deep, but I think there's so much negativity out there. There's so much haterade out there. When people accomplish something, there's more of, well, he or she only accomplished that because. Well, because they know somebody, or because they caught a big break, or because they cheated, or because, no. Maybe they did accomplish something because they worked hard, because they were committed to their craft, because they were deserving. And I think it's really cool that when we can all take a step back and acknowledge that. I think it's cool when you're able to look at someone and say, congratulations, well deserved. I tip my cap to you. Because think about it on the flip side. When you do something special, when you accomplish something big, don't you feel good when people acknowledge your great performance? So take the time on this National Hat Day and look around. Look for someone who has done something special that deserves your recognition. Look for a group or organization that has inspired you to give back some sort of recognition. Look for somebody or someone out there that is deserving of you tipping your cap to them. And before I let you go, I wanted to show you guys how far along that Digme and the Guy in the Tie has come. I wanted to show you our very first ever Digme hat. Take a look at that bad boy. This thing is 16 years old. This is our first trucker hat we ever made. And if you look closely, look at the phrase, Digme from now on. Yeah, that was before we even knew what we were doing. Our first trucker hat, 16 plus years. Not a bad evolution to all of these hats that recently made their debut in Lids just a couple of years ago. So another reminder on this National Hat Day, take the time to keep your eyes open to someone or a group of people that have inspired you or have impressed you with a great performance and tip your cap to them. And another quick reminder, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. So take the time to keep growing, to keep learning, to keep evolving, because if you do that, you're eventually gonna turn into the best version of you. And that would be something that we should all tip our caps to. That was your Daily Dose for Friday? No, for Wednesday, January 15th. That's right, an even more special day for a couple of people that I know. do me a favor and tip your cap to two special people. First off, I want to give a shout out to my man Duke Baxter, owner and coach at Zone Sports Academy. Today's his birthday. Duke, sir, happy birthday. And I also want you all to tip your cap to my mother-in-law, the mother of my wife, Nicole. My mother-in-law, Iris, it's her birthday. Tip your cap to her. She's a great mom to Nicole, an even better mother-in-law to me, and a great, great, great grandma to Stella Rose. So make sure you tip your cap to the two birthday people out there, my man Duke Baxter, my mother-in-law, Iris Herador. I wish them a very, very happy birthday. And to anyone else there that has done something great, make sure you tip your cap to them on this National Hat Day. Like I always say, whether it's 1, 100, 1,000, or a million of you that end up watching and or listening to this podcast, just know you are the one reason I love to do it every single day. Now, until tomorrow, you know what you have to do. Get out there, tip your cap, and dig your dream.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.